Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Masechta Zahalis, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, we have over here barrels that are either standing upright in rows, Shein Yoishvois El Shulayen. That means they're sitting on the bottom part of the barrel. In other words, the mouth is toward up. Oimutais El Tzidein, where they're laying on their sides. In other words, that the mouth of the barrel is to the side. And they are found ba'avir, ba'avir meaning under the sky. They're not in a house. The other thing you have to know is, v'heinoigai zuba zuba b'seich tefach. Unlike the boards that only touched themselves at the corner, so there was no p'seich tefach at the point of contact, here where the barrels do touch each other, there is a p'seich tefach there. Truth be told, says the Tiferes Yisrael, in the first case of the Mishnah, this is really not a factor l'halacha, that at the point of contact there is a Pesach Tefach, because we're talking about a case where it's not oil anyway. But the Mishnah is telling us this because it will be Negeya for the other case in the Mishnah. So let's see the first case in the Mishnah. Tumah Tachas Achis Mehem. There's Tumah underneath one of these barrels. Zakta Mishnah Tumah Bekas V'Oilah. The Tumah goes straight up to the sky, as well as Bekas V'Yeredas. It breaks through and goes straight down to the bottom, to the Tehoim of the earth. We know that there's no tefach underneath these barrels. How do we know there's no tefach underneath these barrels? The Mishnah doesn't say that there's no tefach underneath the barrels. But if the Mishnah says they're sitting on the floor, so obviously there's no tefach underneath the barrels. Zakt de batenura, although we're giving two cases here, one where the barrels are standing upright and the others when they're lying, and in either case, there's no oil, because there's no tefach from the floor to the bottom of the barrel, but the halachis are not exactly the same. There's a difference in the standing barrels and the laying barrels. With the laying barrels, you have tumah underneath the barrel. That tumah will go straight down, and above the barrel, it'll go straight up. But a keli that's in the barrel would be tar. These barrels are made out of cheres. And the din is that a kli cheres, if tumah touches the outside, what's inside is protected. So, if the barrels are laying, and the opening is to the side, there's tumah underneath the barrel. That tumah goes straight down, and on top of the barrel it goes straight up. In the barrel is protected, and anything off to the side of the tumah is protected. However, in the case where the barrels are upright, and the mouth of the barrel faces up, says the Batanur, and there's tumah underneath the barrel, that tumah goes straight down, it goes straight up, and that includes any keli that's in the barrel. Kalim in the barrel will not be protected. That tumah that goes straight up will not skip what's in the barrel. It'll be metama what's in the barrel as well. Why? Why is it different when the barrels are facing upwards? Says the Batanura, because of the mouth of the barrel. The mouth of the barrel is facing upwards. It's open. You're telling me, in all cases, right on top of the barrel, the tumah continues to go straight up. So that air right on top of the barrel is tameh. Anything in its path will be tameh. There's no hefzik between that air and the air of the barrel, because the mouth is open to the top. Let's follow the tumah from underneath the barrel. The barrel is upright. It skips the barrel, it goes straight up, and continues from the top of the barrel upwards. But what do you have at the top of the barrel? You have avir. That avi becomes tummy. That avi goes straight down and is metama the inside of the barrel, so everything in the barrel becomes tummy. So the inside of the barrel becomes tummy. Once the inside of the barrel becomes tummy, everything in the barrel will be tummy. Even kalim in the barrel that are off to the side a little bit and not in the direct line of the tumah. This may remind you of Perik Kaveris and all the different mishnayos that we learned about there. So once again, let's chazer over the Mishnah till this point. We have rows of barrels that are either sitting face up with their mouth to the ear on top or lying on the side. It's not negated to this particular case so far, but they are touching each other. At that point of contact, it's more than a pesach tefach. If there's tumah underneath, the tumah goes straight up or straight down. Because these barrels, whether they're facing upwards or lying on the ground, are on the ground, so there's no tefach underneath, they don't have a din of an oil. If you don't have a din of an oil, the tumah goes straight up and straight down. However, the two cases are not the same. If it's lying on its side, and there's tumah underneath it, that tumah will go down and go up, but will not affect whatever's inside the chavias. Whatever's inside of the chavias is protected. Kli Cheres does not become Tame from the outside, only from the inside, and the inside is not exposed to Tumah. On the other hand, in regard to the barrels, where the opening faces upwards, so the upwards is open, now here is the problem. The Tumah underneath goes straight up, and even if initially it doesn't go through the barrel, but it does pick up from on top of the barrel upwards, that avir is tame. And there's no hefsek between that avir and what's inside. So it goes right back down, and it's metama whatever's inside. And as the Batanura explains, it'll go back down and be metama whatever's inside the barrel, not just in the line of the tumah, but throughout the barrel. Once the inside of the barrel becomes tame, anything in the barrel is going to be tame. Zokdaba de Mishnah Vayta, we now go to the second part of the Mishnah. Bamed, Vorem Amurim, when do we say that these barrels don't have a din of an oil? Let's add something over here. We're saying that even if the barrels are stacked one on top of the other, because the bottom barrel is on the floor, there's no open tefach underneath and it doesn't have a din of an oil. Zokta Mishnah Bamed, Vorem Amurim, when do we say this? Bitahoyrais. If they're Toyodika barrels. What we mean is barrels that are not roi to be makabel tuma. Although the Batanura doesn't explain this here, but he did explain it earlier, and many other Rishonim explain it that way also. This din, that the barrel itself doesn't have a din of an oil, is only betarius by tardika barrels that are not roi to be makabel tuma. Avalim hayu tmeis. But if the bottom barrels over here were roi to be makabel tuma, even though they're sitting on the floor, then the barrels that are on top of them have a din of oil. Or, if for whatever reason, even the bottom row of barrels were gevoyes min aretz b'seich tefach, off the ground by a tefach, so they have a din of an oil because of the space underneath it, and therefore tumah tachas achas mi, any tumah underneath these barrels, tachas kulam tame, everything becomes tame. Because all the barrels become one oil. Being that at the point of contact, you have a Pesach Tefach. So there's a lot over here in these last words of the Mishnah that has to be explained. Again, we're saying the Tumah underneath goes straight up, straight down, and the barrels don't have a din of an oil. So you're telling me now it's Dafka if the barrels are Tahar? And we're adding what the Mepharshim say, not just Tahar, but it's not Roit Mimakabal Tumah. So first of all, what do you mean? A barrel's not Roit Mimakabal Tumah? It's a Kli Cheres. You put things inside. How can it not be roit be mekabel tumah? That's the classical case of keli that's mekabel tumah. It's made to put things inside. So the answer is, not all barrels are created equally. There were barrels that were used as tubes to teach people how to swim. You would hold on to the barrel, kick your feet, and you slowly learned how to swim. I guess eventually they took the barrel away from you when you were on your own, but the barrel helped you swim. Because these barrels were not made to put things inside, therefore they're not mekabel tumah. That's number one. Or perhaps another case, which is not so exciting. Pashit, the barrel wasn't finished yet. It wasn't put into the furnace to get its final heating up to solidify it. So either way, you can have a barrel that's not roi to be mekabel tumah. Now, barrels that are not roi to be mekabel tumah, for whatever reason, there are many different biurim in it, but again, barrels that are not roi to be mekabel tumah don't get in the way of the top barrel. We're saying the top barrel that's laying on this barrel is like all connected, and that's connected to the ground, and there's no area underneath. Similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah, in regard to the marble tablets, that the bottom tablets aren't considered something separate. So we explained that the pieces of marble underneath the top aren't considered an empty space, because it's like the earth comes up. So here too, it's like one long barrel. How exactly this works, what exactly the connection is a long beer in the Rishonim, but for now, let's just accept that. However, if the barrels were tummy, or as we understand it, barrels that could become tummy, so they're not a connection to the barrels that are higher. I don't consider it one long barrel coming from the ground to the top barrel. Rather, it's like a separate entity. So, mamela, the top barrel is a roof over other barrels that are underneath it. This would be similar to the case of different begadim, or wooden boards, one on top of the other. The ones underneath are, for all practical purposes, empty space. It's a separate entity between the top and the bottom. And therefore, it's as if there's an oil underneath it. So if you have rows of barrels, and the barrels underneath are barrels that could be mekabel tumah, they're not connected to the top barrels, and we look at it like they don't count, the barrels underneath. I measure from the top barrel down, I have a tefach, so I have my oil. And of course, if they're high, a tefach to start with. So you have an oil underneath. Either way, once you have an oil underneath, the din is that if tumah tachas achas, man, if there's tumah underneath any one of them, then tachas kulam tame. Then the tumah automatically spreads under all of them, because unlike in the previous case where the boards touched each other only by the corner, here there's more than a tefach by a tefach at the point of contact. So all of the barrels become one oil, and that's all you need. If you have an oil and you have tumah underneath, it spreads from one side of the rows of barrels to the other side. And this would be true even if the barrels were tahar, because now I have this empty space that is underneath. So I think we really did a chazara as we were saying the Mishnah, so if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah, or you can listen to the chazara. Chazing over a Mishnah, we have barrels, either facing upwards, open to the top, or lying on their sides. There are stacks of barrel where they touch each other, there is a pesach tefach. So if they're an oil, there would be one oil. But right now they're sitting on the ground, so there is no oil underneath. Mele, if there's tumah there, like in every case where you don't have an oil, tumah does not spread to the side, it goes straight up and it goes straight down. However, if the barrels are lying on their side and there's tumah underneath, the tumah would go straight down and be metame anything that's underneath it. It would go straight up but skip the barrel. Imagine the barrel is lying on its side. If you could see the tumah, you would see it come up to the bottom of the barrel, go around, and continue on the other side of the barrel up. Kalim in the barrel, free and clear. The outside of the barrel becomes tumah. That doesn't affect the inside of the barrel. That's new with Kli Charis. On the other hand, if the barrel is facing upwards, what happens to the tumah? Tumah underneath goes up. Say it skips the barrel and continues on the top of the barrel. That airspace on top of the barrel becomes tumah. That goes down. It's metame everything inside. And memela, everything inside will become tumah, even if it's not in the straight path of the tumah. When do we say this whole yisayid, that even if you have stacks of barrels, because the bottom barrels are on the floor, you don't have an oil, that's bedafka b'tahayras. And as we explained, that means barrels that are not makabel tumah. So we say it's like all one keli for practical purposes. It's not mamish one keli. So the Matanur explains it's similar to the slabs of marble, where somehow it's all a straight connection from the ground. We don't consider it a separate entity. So here too, we don't consider the barrels underneath like it's blocking the airspace. It's part of the barrels. On the other hand, if these barrels that are underneath could be mekabel tumah, you can't ignore it. You can't say it's airspace. It's a whole different thing to deal with. And it's similar to the previous case where you had different articles of clothing, one on top of the other. Then we say that the top is like a roof to the bottom. It's not all one thing. And memela, the top ones are considered an aisle, because between the top ones and the floor, you have a tefach. And these other barrels don't take away that tefach, because they're mekabel tumah, they're something else. Therefore, any tumah underneath, or for that matter, let's say the top ones stam are suspended on poles and they're high at tefach for whatever reason. So in this case, it all becomes one oil, and any tumah underneath is going to spread from side to side.